Well, we've seen those four letters on bracelets, t-shirts, and posters. Four letters that have inspired thousands, if not millions, of believers to live a more intentionally Christian life, to take their faith outside the four walls of the church and into their daily lives. WWJD. What would Jesus do? It's a worthwhile question to ask. In all the decisions that we face in life, what would Jesus do? When you're running late and wondering how far you can push the speed limit this time, what would Jesus do? When you're asked to give blood or to donate time or money to a worthy charity, what would Jesus do? When your work is piling up and you have to decide how much more time you will spend at work and how much less with your family, what would Jesus do? When you ask yourself how much longer you'll put up with that annoying brother or sister or neighbor or co-worker before letting them have it, what would Jesus do? Imagine how the church would be different. Imagine how our world would be different if all of us disciples of Jesus remembered to ask ourselves that question regularly and to live it out consistently in our daily lives. And yet, as important and powerful a question as WWJD may be, I see a problem with it too. Because asking myself what would Jesus do if he were in my situation kind of implies that Jesus is not here and is not already a part of my situation. It can make Jesus nothing more than a moral example, a good man who lived a long time ago, whom we try to emulate in our own ways. But especially on Christ the King Sunday, and after having listened to that second reading for today, we celebrate the good news that Jesus is much more than a moral example, much more than a good man who showed us the right way to live. That Jesus is the invisible God made visible in human flesh and blood. Jesus is the ultimate expression of God's love and power. Jesus is the very reason why this universe exists. He is the cornerstone in the blueprint of creation. He is King of kings and Lord of lords, the one to whom every knee will bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And yet, as Luke reminds us in today's gospel reading, this all-powerful ruler of the universe is the one whose crown is a crown of thorns and whose throne is a blood-stained cross. This king who is mocked and rejected by his own people as a loser, a failed Messiah who saved others but cannot save himself. And in his helplessness, this king exercises his royal power from the cross, not by calling down God's judgment on his enemies, but instead by praying for their forgiveness, for our forgiveness, and by extending a royal pardon to a condemned criminal. This is our King. His great power is the power of his forgiving love, poured out from the cross which shatters death forever and holds the universe together from the tiniest subatomic particle to the farthest flung galaxy. And this means that Jesus is King everywhere. He is King in our sanctuary, in our Sunday school. He is also the king in our kitchen, in bedroom, in barn, in boardroom, in classroom and stadium, in battlefield and hospital room. Jesus is king. And if we believe this, then perhaps we should be asking ourselves not just what would Jesus do, But WIJD, what is Jesus doing now that he is king? What is he doing right here in our lives and around us in our world? And how can we be part of what he is doing? So what is Jesus doing in our lives and in our world? The Bible gives us the answer in the last verse of our second reading for today. Through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace through the blood of his cross. Last Sunday I spoke about Humpty Dumpty, who had a great fall, and all the king's horses, all the king's men were not able to put Humpty back together again. Well, that is what Jesus the King is doing. Through him, God is putting together all the broken pieces of his creation, fitting them back into place. And so the work of Christ our King is that work of healing and reconciliation happening on every level of his creation. And that means that right now Christ the King is exercising his royal power in your life by putting the broken pieces of your life back into place, by healing you through holy baptism, by nurturing you in this healed relationship with God every time you come to feed on his body and blood in Holy Communion. And you get to be a part of what Jesus is doing in your life just by opening yourself to him, spending time in prayer, spending time in his word, coming to worship and to receive his gift for you. You get to be a part of what he is doing. But that's not all he's doing, because Jesus, the King, is also ruling in our congregation, bringing our congregation and indeed his whole church together, reuniting that which is broken, healing that which is strained. All the things that keep us divided against one another, that keeps his church on earth divided, Jesus invites us also to be a part of his work of healing the church as we come together in Christian love, supporting and encouraging one another, working with Christians of other denominations, working together to make the church a place that reveals God's healing work. And Jesus is also, right now as King, working in the lives of those who don't know him yet, preparing their hearts to receive the good news. And we get to be a part of that work of Christ the King when we reach out to our neighbors, to our friends, to let them know about the love of Jesus that we have discovered, to invite them to come and receive this gift here at Emmanuel. And especially in the coming weeks, we have the wonderful opportunity as Christmas approaches, and we will be providing you with some resources to do this, to reach out and to make that invitation to your friends, neighbors, co-workers who are not already a part of a church. And Jesus, of course, isn't even stopping there. His work as the King, Jesus is gathering up all the broken lives and broken families around us. Jesus, the King, is working to protect the most vulnerable in our communities, doing all in his power to set people free from their addictions to drugs and violence, to wealth and power. Christ the King is working through groups like Westminster Rescue Mission and its rehabilitation program, helping men to overcome their addiction to drugs and alcohol. And we get to be a part of that through our mission offering that was held just a couple of Sundays ago, supporting the work of Christ the King in making those broken lives whole. Jesus is also bringing wholeness to those who have suffered loss. And I had a wonderful opportunity on Wednesday evening to go with our Stephen ministers to Olivia's house, which we also have supported through our mission offering. Absolutely amazing to see the healing work that's being done there for children who have suffered the loss of a parent, a sibling, someone important in their lives. And also to bring that same healing to parents and siblings around that loss. And to know that they provide this amazing healing ministry free of charge to any who come. supported not by the government, not by insurance dollars, but solely by the gifts of those who are moved to be a part of this work of Christ the King. All, I could go on all morning, but I'm not going to. But you get the idea that Christ the King is at work around us in so many ways. And we get the chance to be a part of what Jesus is already doing. So I'd like you to give some thought as this year draws to an end, as we have our annual meeting coming up, to think about ways, perhaps some new ways in which you can become a part of the work of Christ the King. Right here at Emmanuel, there are many volunteer opportunities here. Also out there in the community in so many different ways. To know that Jesus now is bringing this world together. And as we are all still kind of figuring out where things are in our broken nation following the election, praying for resolution, to know that Christ the King is also working there to restore our nation, to bring us back together. Let's just turn to Him in prayer right now. Jesus, we thank You that You are our King, that You are King of kings and Lord of lords. Help us to be part of Your glorious and gentle rule, Your work of bringing this whole world back together. And Lord, we pray that You would use us in any way that You can, working through our prayers and through our actions to bring our nation back together, to restore us as a people. Grant us wisdom, guidance, and Your direction for the days ahead. For we ask it in Your name. Amen.